choice is made for you and good for you, because this is understanding. This is what understanding means. When you know that from these two different choices, one is good, one is bad, do you think, ah, which one should I choose? It would be silly. The good one is the choice. By nature is the choice. So it's not the matter of choosing. It's a matter of understanding what is good, what is bad. That's what this knowledge is about. When you don't know what... When I know that, in comparison, my animal and my teacher, this is bad, that is good, then I don't need to choose. I know which one to attend. Right? It's like that. It's a paradise is that. They know what ikhtiyar is. And what is khair? What is good? Any one of you could say, good is this, with no objection of these two fellows. Yeah. You should choose one word that they think they understand, but nobody really understands. That word is haq. No one really understands, because it covers everything. Everybody understands what haq is. 6-year-old boy, right? He knows what right is, what correct is, what real means, what expectation. You see, all of it. Let's say he doesn't understand that part of God or that part of essence or whatever, but understanding is there. Haq. That's the key word. Never forget it. I played a lot of trick with that. In Persian, I know better. In English, I only brought you 9 words and said put them together because this is what it is. Look at the encyclopedia in Arab language and you will see, oh my goodness, wherever you look, this word is there. Because they talk either about the right or correct or truth or just or justice. All of that is haq, right? And what is this haq? No one really knows, because God is a part of this world. You see how big the world is, the coverage, and we believe in that. Then what? Aren't you excited to know about the truth? True, just, justice, real, right, correct, righteousness, all of that. Do you want to know about that all? Why?
We can't possibly grasp. So there's no point. We can't know.
Because we are made for it. That was his point. There is one verse over there which I love. چون خدا ما را برای آن فراخت که به ما بتوان حقیقت را شناخت. Because, he said, because God made us high enough to understand the truth through us. Because we are the discoverer of haq, truth, just, justice, all of that. Show me an animal who knows about this. We are created for this. And the ones who approach it that are close enough, we call all of us that. This is it. Because this is why we are here. If in a sudden situation, you could find Rumi and Supreme and say, I have one question. I'm coming from 21st century. One question. Why do you think we are here? Say, to discover the truth. Truth wants to come out. We are the lucky instruments. We are nothing. Truth is it. We are worthy because we are the instrument of that. Not because we are good. That is in me, therefore I'm good. So, if this guy wants to stand up and claim only that part, he should say what? Do you remember the first question I asked him? He gave me, he said, Answer as you feel. I ask him, who are you? If he's an enlightened fellow, we should say, I'm Haq. This is an al-Haq. This is what Mansur died for. You see, we had a God at the age of 75. First being skinned, then crucified, then put on fire. And he said, doesn't matter. I'm the Haq. The rest is the flesh, is the animal. This is what the guy is saying 1,000 years ago. Shouldn't we understand it now? This is what Rumi explained in this paragraph, which is one of the long ones, with a lot of stuff in it. Means the highlight, the shortage of colors. I have here even the green and other colors. Because he talks about everything. Because he started to tell you what enlightenment is. So what is enlightenment? Means I get rid of all the dark stuff here to keep the light one over there. Do you see that? I do this. And I do this because this is the stuff and that's the lightest stuff. I cannot do this and say, teacher, this is the teacher. Because it's out of me. It's bigger than me. It's better than me. It's my role. It's real me. If you call me the animal, I will be offended. Honestly. I try to be the teacher. Because that's my meaning and this is my existence. Isn't that so? That's the essence, this is the form. And all of us could be the teacher. How? By becoming a student, because a student and a teacher are two parts of one game. Yeah. They don't exist without each other. So, ask all of them. In my neighborhood, we are all students, seekers. That's what it is. He explained it in a lovely way that I just mentioned the last verse, closing verse of this long, long, long paragraph was that, and if you are denying your deceit. How will you save? Oh, I can't
read this. And if you are denying your deceit, how will you save your soul from the scales and the mirror?
You see, it doesn't work. But in Persian, what is it like? Chwara. Vartoriva khishtanra munkari az tarazu vayene jambari. Because it's like that. You are going to die. You're not going to be saved if you don't believe in your Pharaoh. If you deny your animal existence, you cannot be saved. I can save you only if you understand. Because, let's say, I'm the magician. I wish I was. And I could do the magic and save you. Okay? Could you imagine this? For a single moment, forget that I'm the silly teacher here. I'm the magician and I could zap you. How about that? Any volunteer? I'm ready for that.
Yeah.
Okay, who should I save you from? Now, if you don't know that you are the silly person that I have to save you from, if you deny your animal part, who should I save you from? Because here, you are your problem. Let Shams al-Tabrizi try to save me. If I'm sticking to this one, who is going to be saved here? I should believe in that one, want to be saved from this one, then a savior will save me. Excuse me of ruining your daydreaming of that savior that one day, because your dad told you, will come and will save you no matter what, because in your ID card is written Christian or Muslim or Jew. All of them, they think that the savior will come automatically. Only he's lazy and he's not coming soon enough. That's the only objection they have. The Savior will save the savable. You are the silly person fallen in the river. Do you know the joke? This is the joke. The joke is, there was this fellow, Scrooge. He fell in the river. Everybody was sitting around, everybody was saying, give me your hand, give me your hand. And he would not react. He was drowning. A clever guy was passing. I'd say, take my hand. He grabbed his hand. The man would say, this stupid fellow is not in the business of giving. It's the business of taking. You could be drowned because you don't give your hand to the Savior. The Savior should force you. It doesn't work. That's why we were talking about ikhtiyar. It's not the choice. It's not the choice made for you. It's for you to understand that you should be saved. Then, yes, the help is out there. Somebody should and would help you. But if you believe that you don't need a help, don't think that I'm not that. Walking out of here, somebody will stop and will nag about the situation he or she is in. Suddenly, you will become the wisest person on the earth and you will advise and you will do all that help because you believe you know. Believing in yourself is the problem. Because that's not iman. That's belief. That's God. It's different. Believing in beloved is not a belief. It's a state of comfort. We'll talk about it next time, inshallah. Masalam. Next time, again, Zayd. Because you should know all about enlightenment. It's not a joking matter. You know why it's not a joking matter? Because it's the problem of a silly person. Imagine me being my enemy and trying to be my savior at the same time. This is how it is, and it works. Magic, it works. I am the enemy, and I could save myself. Why? That little part you don't believe in, because the seed of salvation is in me, and nowhere else. Where else could they find it? In the natural existence? Nonsense. It's in here, it's up there. We'll be there next time, inshallah.
Merci.
Please.